downloaded one of Virginia's top newscasts now.
It's a new world, you know, it's a different era.
On Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
From the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
The University of Virginia Center for Politics has given their Defender of Democracy Awards for 2022 to the Capitol police officers who were on duty January 6th of 2021.
Hope that people do learn the truth about what happened. It was not a tour. It was not a peaceful protest. In order for them to get into the Capitol, they had to breach several layers of security, including beating up the police officers.
In a time of scrutiny over how police handle certain emergency calls, the Albemarle County Police Department is reimagining its training program.
We really wanted a way to enhance our training at the county police department and kind of be a level above any other agency in Virginia.
ACPD, the only agency in Virginia to use this virtual reality simulator in its training program.
I think it just gives us a little bit of an edge on training as far as putting us in real life scenarios in a safe environment, and we're able to provide feedback to the officers on how they responded in each scenario.
And it's cost effective.
So we're able to use it and train whenever we want. We don't have to pay for off-site training. We don't have to pay for extra ammunition.
The $70,000 system was funded by the county and the county's police association.
The Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Virginia are turning 30 years old, and to celebrate, the organization is hosting a club fest this weekend at the Ix Art Park. There'll be more than 20 performances on the main stage, including the Albemarle Ballet Theater, the Charlottesville Opera, and the Front Porch. There'll also be more than 100 activities going on. It kicks off at 11 a.m. Sunday with the Cavalier Marching Band and the University of Virginia Dance Team. It'll go till 5 p.m., and you can find out more at clubfest.org.
Three men from Charlottesville have been sentenced to prison for the attempted armed robbery of an Albemarle County man. According to court records, 23-year-old Tyreek Raglan, who organized the robbery plan, pleaded guilty to a count of attempted Hobbs Act robbery and was sentenced to 77 months in federal prison. 26-year-old Madison Zealy and 23-year-old Tyrell Dow also pleaded guilty to a count of Hobbs Act robbery and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Zealy was sentenced to 60 months in prison. Dow was sentenced to 52 months in prison.
Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast are next at Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
The CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast for today, mostly sunny skies and absolutely beautiful. High temperatures this afternoon in the middle 70s. Skies becoming partly cloudy overnight tonight, lows mid-50s. Partly sunny on Sunday, showers scattered about in the afternoon, maybe a thunderstorm or two, highs upper 70s. Sunshine mid-70s, back to work on Monday. I'm CBS 19 Chief Meteorologist Travis Koshko for Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.